on this Thursday afternoon, December 19th. Good afternoon. It is a snowy 22 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for a winter weather advisory for Vernon, Crawford, and Richland counties until 3 a.m. tomorrow morning and until 6 a.m. in Sauk County. Breezy with occasional snow, additional accumulations of 1 to 2 inches through the late afternoon, a high of 29. Tonight, occasional light snow or flurries, an additional half to 1 inch possible. Blustery winds late again with a low of 22, and northeast winds becoming north-northwesterly, 10 to 18 miles per hour. On Friday, breezy, a few flurries early, then breaks of sun developing, a high of 29, with north-northwest winds 10 to 18 miles per hour, diminishing to around 10 miles per hour late. In Richland Center, it is a snowy 22 degrees.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
As snow continues to fall, we do have some weather-related announcements on WRCO's News at Noon, where it is 8 minutes past 12 o'clock and 22 degrees. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. We can tell you that in school announcements, Hillsboro will be releasing students at 12:30 today, and there will be no after-school activities. The Richland School District will release students early today. Elementary and intermediate students will be released at 12:30, and high school students will be released at 1. This includes St. Mary and Eagle schools, and all after-school activities are canceled. The Ithaca School District, River Valley School District, and Riverdale Schools and Weston Schools will all be dismissing at 1 o'clock, and all after-school activities are canceled. Lafarge Schools will release students at 1:15. The Richland Center Intermediate School Winter Concert tonight at 6:30 has been canceled, and the Fenimore at Riverdale JV and Varsity Boys Basketball game is postponed. It will be made up on February 10th. Park Street Christian Church Over 50s and Ladies Missionary Meetings are canceled. FARC will release clients at 12:30 today. Second Harvest Food Pantry distribution at Eagle School today has been canceled. Dance Elite classes in Richland Center are canceled today. The Richland Center American Legion and Auxiliary Christmas Party tonight has been postponed until tomorrow night. Avoca Mercantile is closed today. Computer Doctors will close early at 3:30 today. And St. Vincent de Paul in Muscadet is closing at 12:30. As winter sets in, snow and ice can turn sidewalks, driveways, and parking lots into hazardous zones. Meteorologist Brittany Merlo has more on ways to stay safe when it's icy.
Slip and fall injuries are among the most common winter-related accidents, often leading to serious consequences like fractures, sprains, or head injuries.
So you want to make sure you've got some good quality footwear on or some good traction with your footwear so that you make sure when you're making contact with the ground, starting from your feet down, you've got good tread, non-slip soles, something that's pretty stable and secure on your feet.
That's Caitlin Eichmann, a physical therapist at Aspyrus. She says the first line of defense is keeping pathways clear of snow and ice. Shovel walkways promptly. And for added safety, apply ice melting products like rock salt or sand to improve traction.
So we typically encourage patients to make your base of support a little wider. So think of your feet like penguin feet. You want to turn them outward a little bit and take short steps.
And slopes and stairs can be particularly dangerous for individuals with limited mobility.
So you want to make sure you move slowly, look where you're going. Use a hand railing when you can or the railing on your car. You want to also try and keep your arms free. So don't try and get out of, step onto a curb that's at an angle with your arms full of all your grocery bags.
And winter hazards don't stop at the doorstep. Melted snow and water tracked inside can create slippery floors. So be sure to put down absorbent mats at all entrances and use boot trays to catch excess water.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is conducting an officer-involved critical incident investigation in the city of Fenimore that occurred early Wednesday afternoon. Fenimore Police Department officers took an adult male subject into custody at a residence in the 1500 block of 2nd Street in the city as part of an ongoing investigation. While in police custody, the subject sustained self-inflicted injuries from an edged weapon. Law enforcement did not deploy lethal force. Law enforcement immediately rendered aid, and the subject was taken to a local hospital, then flown to a La Crosse County hospital where they remain. No other individuals were injured during the incident. The involved officer is on administrative duty per agency policy. DCI is leading this investigation and are assisted by the Wisconsin State Patrol, the La Crosse Police Department, and the Grant County District Attorney's Office. All involved law enforcement are fully cooperating with DCI during this investigation. Involved law enforcement officers were wearing body cameras during the incident. DCI is continuing to review evidence and determine the facts of this incident and will turn over the investigative reports to the Grant County District Attorney's Office when the investigation concludes. There's new information in the Madison school shooting. From the names of the victims to a man police say was planning an attack of his own, Madison Bureau Chief Savannah Tomei Olson continues our coverage.
The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office released the names of the two people shot and killed at Abundant Life Christian School. They are 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and 42-year-old Aaron Michelle West. The report says they died of, quote, homicidal firearm-related trauma, end quote. Ruby's family chose to publicly post her obituary. They wrote that she was a big reader and played keyboard in the family band and loved to sing. She has a brother and had a special bond with her pets, cat Ginger and dog Coco. Meanwhile, West was a long-term substitute teacher at Abundant Life Christian School and also has kids who go there. And more new information. Two people shot are still in the hospital fighting for their lives. We've learned the other four who are expected to recover are now home. Meanwhile, a California judge has ordered a man who was allegedly talking to the shooter and planning an attack of his own to surrender his weapons. Court documents show the FBI served a 20-year-old man in Carlsbad, California, with a gun violence restraining order. According to the documents, the man was texting with the shooter and told her he would arm himself with guns and explosives to target a government building. Now, this gun violence restraining order is a civil issue, not a criminal one. We often call these red flag laws. They allow law enforcement to temporarily seize the weapons of someone who's been deemed a threat to themselves or to others. California has red flag laws. Wisconsin does not. And here at home, Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says the shooter had two handguns, but only used one of them. He says federal authorities are tracing both firearms. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The holidays can be a warm and enjoyable time for some, but for others, it can be lonely and stressful. Money problems, grief, loss, and other hardships that are brought on by the holidays can all take a toll on your mental health. If you or a loved one are struggling this holiday season, please know you are not alone. Remember to reach out to those around you, including loved ones, friends, and neighbors. It is also important to take time for yourself and recognize how you are feeling during this time of year. Jody Molitor of Prevent Suicide Sauk County Coalition Facilitator and Health Educator says, "I think one thing we often forget is that sometimes those who seem the happiest may be the ones who struggle the most." For mental health resources, visit saukcounty.credibleminds.com. If you or a loved one is experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis, dial 988 to speak with someone from the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. To see a list of other support services that you can call, text, or message online, visit dhs.wisconsin.gov/crisis/talk.htm. Navigating airports and airplanes can be stressful at the best times of the year. As millions of travelers take to the skies over the busy holiday period, that stress can hit new heights.
Navigating airports and airplanes can be stressful at the best times of the year. As millions of travelers take to the skies over this busy holiday period, that stress can hit new heights. Flight attendants say give yourself a buffer day. Wherever you're traveling, there's a potential for storms and weather delays, which of course can cause cancellations. So leave buffer time for layovers too. Sure, the idea of sitting around at the airport waiting is not appealing, but missing your connecting flight is a much worse outcome. And if you're still considering a last-minute holiday getaway, there may be some good deals out there, usually midweek. And book directly through the airline, because third-party platforms are more likely to automatically book travelers onto flights with super tight connection times. You should also opt for the first flight of the day, because any delays or cancellations will roll on throughout the day. And also, if you have kids, book flights around nap times.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has identified a case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a backyard poultry flock in Kenosha County. DATCAP and the U.S. Department of Agriculture animal health officials are working together in a joint incident response. The affected premises will not move poultry or poultry products, and birds on the property will be depopulated to prevent the spread of the disease. Birds from the flock will not enter the food system. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, HPAI does not present an immediate public health concern for non-poultry workers. HPAI also does not pose a food safety risk. Properly handling and cooking eggs and poultry to an internal temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit kills the virus. DATCAP reminds Wisconsin livestock owners to register their premises. State law requires that all livestock owners register where their animals are kept. Registration helps animal health officials communicate with flock and herd owners during disease outbreaks. To report increased mortality or signs of illness among domestic birds, dairy cattle, or other animals, contact DATCAP at 608-224-4872 during business hours, or 1-800-943-0003 after hours and weekends. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Sunday school from 1902 to 1910, as recalled by Dorothy Galt. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a book that was in the Richland County History Room titled Stories We Remember Until No One Is Left to Ask, the Lloyd Supplement was compiled by Dorothy R. Galt and published by the Keith Brewer Library in Richland Center, dated 1974. We all recall those times past when Christmas programs and church services were important. It was during the holiday season, while still in your youth, that many was the Sunday school children's service revisited for those memories. Dorothy Galt shares her thoughts during these times. It was during these years in Sunday school that I played an important part for our young lives. I cannot remember when we first attended Sunday school, but it was during the winter months that we met. Probably about a dozen of us, at Matthew White's home for 2 hours on Sunday mornings. Mr. White read to us, we had prayer, sang songs from the hymn books. Just before we were dismissed by Mrs. White, she joined us for that last hymn. I wish I could remember the name of the song, but I cannot. And there's no one left to ask. When spring came and the church was easier to heat, we had more of a formal school. We belonged with the boys and the girls in the class as Mr. White was the teacher. There were other classes. There was a primary. There was a Bible class. And Mrs. Robert Burnham and Mrs. Arch taught those classes. Mrs. Harry Railton, my mother, was the secretary and treasurer of the Sunday school. She couldn't attend, but much was used to help with supplies, and they were considered quarterly projects. Boys and girls in Sunday school papers, those lesson sheets, and even cards. Cards that came from the Bible with pictures to color, always the golden text, as it was called, we were supposed to memorize. We had good attendance from Lloyd, Happy Hollow, Smith, and even Lost Hollow. Anyone was welcome, and if we had a Sunday guest, they were supposed to attend with us. Mrs. Charles Strasberg would come and play the organ if she had time. But as she was assisted with the cheese making, sometimes she couldn't make it. Like Mrs. Railton, she couldn't always attend. But during these years, Sunday school and community worked together, even for such things as ice cream socials. On behalf of the Richland County Historical Society, we are wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering a newspaper advertisement from the Richland Rustic, dated December 22nd, 1905.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
The American Red Cross encourages donors to keep the blood supply top of mind by giving blood or platelets this holiday season. Two opportunities will be held. The first is today, from now until 2:30, at St. Cecilia Parish Center in Wisconsin Dells. The second will be held tomorrow from 9:30 to 1:30 at the American Legion Hall in Waniwok. Appointments are preferred. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Ethel Thompson.